Absolutely beautiful. The 12th annual Saratoga Choral Festival takes place Friday night, July 27th at 8 p.m. at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs. Directing the choir will be Dr. Andrea Goodman, who currently serves as the director of the Cantilena Chamber Choir and the Northern Berkshire Chorale in Western Massachusetts. And it's a great pleasure, as always, to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for having me come into the studio.
Well, I love having you here. I love talking about this event. It's always a highlight of the summer season. It's at the Spa Little Theater this Friday. And the group of you get together, what, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks out?
That's correct. 3 weeks before the concert. And that's it. Because they all sing in other choirs during the season from September to May. So this is sort of a summer choir that come together.
So what does it take to put that together in that period of time?
Well, we start back in March, but we have most of our members returning from year to year. So it's difficult, but it's not as difficult as it would be starting from scratch.
You have a wonderful lineup. Tell us about what you will be performing, and then we'll go through all of the pieces and talk about them a little more in depth.
We're performing the Stabat Mater by Carl Jenkins, a really hot, quote-unquote, composer at the moment. He's English, British. And also the Handel Coronation Anthem, one of them.
What did we just hear?
That was one of the movements of Carl Jenkins' Stabat Mater.
Mm, that's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, yes.
What are the challenges in doing a piece like that?
Well, it's a Stabat Mater, which means standing mother, depicting Mary at the cross, at the crucifixion, actually. Yet Jenkins has said it in an updated sense with Middle Eastern percussion instruments in addition to our modern orchestra. So it's going to be fascinating putting all that together, and the chorus hasn't heard it yet. The chorus element is all set, and we get together with the orchestra in very little rehearsal time, as usual. And we have one chance to get it all together on Thursday and perform it on Friday. So that's the big challenge, because this is new and unusual music. And he's very popular. He's had festivals in his name of his music in Carnegie Hall. He's a Sir. He's OBE and CBE. And he's most known to the world through the De Beers commercial, to the Delta Airlines commercial, where he wrote Adiamus. And he's considered, outside of John Williams, to be the most performed living composer in the world.
What drew you to this particular piece?
Because it's so fascinating, the combination of the Middle Eastern instruments and the percussion instruments and the Western instruments. And also, we have new things added to this traditional Stabat Mater text, Rumi poetry and other poetry that he found effective. And we have our soloist, Marion Dry, coming from Boston, who's going to be singing those as solos. And there's some improvisation in it, too. So it's all, you know, an updated, cool, fun, different kind of Stabat Mater.
When you're working with the chorus, and as you say, the time that you have with the orchestra is very limited, but because part of the draw was these instruments, how do you supplement that when you are working on just the choral part of it?
Supplement using the orchestra, you mean?
Or well, meaning when you're rehearsing without the orchestra, how do you hear that?
We have a fabulous accompanist.
Yes.
And named Evan Mack. He's in Stockbridge at the First Congregational Church, the organist there. Well, we just make sure that, I have the full score in front of me, the piano vocal score. What the chorus is doing is basically what we call the Reader's Digest edition. It's everything but the orchestra, and we just make sure that the chorus element is well rehearsed. And at the same time, the orchestra's had their parts for quite a while, and, you know, they're expected to come in having it perfect and having listened to recordings and make sure that the rehearsal goes smoothly. And that's always happened because they hire very good people.
I realize this is an overly diagnostic question, but do you hear it in your head when that chorus is performing and it's just the chorus and the accompanist? Do you hear everything?
Yes, you have to hear everything, because that's sort of what sets the tempo, is how fast or slow a certain instrument can play sometimes. So there are sections in between when the chorus sings that you have to know how they go. And yeah, so you definitely have the full orchestra score in your head.
and you envision that one instrument that will add to that moment.
That's right.
And say, okay, I want it to match that.
And sometimes I tell the chorus, this is the English horn, this is going to be the darbuka, which is one of our percussion instruments that we're using, so that they know what to listen for. And they've listened to recordings, too, so I think they're also quite excited to have the orchestra come in for the first time this week.
For the members of this chorus, of getting together for the choral festival, as you say, these are people who are working wonderfully throughout the rest of the year and get together for this time. A lot of them have been with you for quite a bit. All 12 years, I assume?
Some have been all 12 years. Some come and go depending on their vacation schedules. And so it's nice to see them. It's like an old family every year getting together for a family reunion.
But you get to pick and say, these are like a dream team, right? These are the people that are in the area that I love, and we can all work together.
That's right. If people can't cut it or can't handle such an intense rehearsal period, because it's not once a week as most choirs are. We have two or three rehearsals a week for 3 weeks. I think they kind of get the idea that they have to come and prepare it, and no one is in there who cannot sight read. Everybody is pretty much at the top of their game is sight reading and vocal ability. They know what they need to do, and if they can't, I don't think that they come into us in the first place.
I will ask you the question of what it takes to be a good choral director, but I want to start by asking what it takes to be a good member of a chorus, of knowing your part and being committed.
Exactly. They prepare ahead of time. Now, with one touch of internet, you can get in touch with everybody and say, for this week, you need to look at this movement or that movement. And so they come and prepare. And this year in particular, we have a very exceptionally good group of people who just get it. You know, right away, I say something and it's fixed within a second. And they're very sensitive to what's needed.
So the concert is Friday night, and you will have that rehearsal on Thursday. So here we are on Tuesday. So do you feel pretty good about everything right now?
Yeah, the choir is ready to go. We have another rehearsal tonight to just fix a few little things and tweak a few little things. You know, it's a fine tuning, because I've made rehearsal recordings and listen, and now I say, oh, that, you know, something I missed before. Now we're just going to fix those little things and then get ready. I think the biggest problem of this entire festival is parking in Saratoga, actually. That's the greatest challenge.
You know, there are some things we just can't deal with. We don't know how to solve them, and that will probably eternally be a problem.
We all have our little private spaces we don't tell anyone else about.
Keep it quiet, for goodness sakes. I find it interesting. You talk to performers of all stripes. It doesn't matter what it is, and whether it's a theater performer or a musician or a comedian, and they'll talk about what it is like, the feedback that they get from the audience. I'm curious, for you as the director of this particular choral group, of going, there obviously is a difference from choral group to choral group, but does that, is it your job to mold them into your vision, or do you yield a bit to create a sound that is specific to that particular collection of musicians?
Well, that's an excellent question, Joe. I think we want to mold them into the composer's vision. It's not so much mine. I'd like to be as faithful as I can to the composer's intentions. So it's my responsibility to find out what the composer really wants and get at that as best as possible.
But you have some artistic latitude, don't you?
Yeah, because you're handed what you're handed, and you have to make that go into what it is that you want. The most exciting part of this job is actually starting out when you find the repertoire and you know, oh, I could put that on. That's going to be a great show. And then translating that love of that particular work to the singers and getting them to hop on and join you and do it.
And how much of it is confidence of looking at a thing and saying, you know what, I don't know if we could pull that off, but God, I'd love to try.
Yes, and sometimes you decide that 5 years ago, and now 5 years later you have a choir that can do it. And so that happens. Sometimes you have to put it in the back burner and bring it back later. But yeah, you do have that. You have to be a good judge of the abilities of your group. And so that's exciting, too.
Yeah, that must be a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
The 12th Annual Saratoga Choral Festival concert takes place Friday night, July 27th at 8 o'clock at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs, which is a beautiful venue. It's very intimate, and I would just think you fill every part of that place with just gorgeous sound.
Well, thank you. Yes, we are going to do that.
Excellent. It's this Friday, July 27th. Go to SaratogaChoralFestival.org for more. I'm sorry, it's Saratoga Choral Fest. It's a fest. SaratogaChoralFest.org. Andrew Goodman, thank you so much. So good to see you and have a wonderful time in the Spa City. We just love having you here.
Thank you. Yes, we're also on the SPAC.org website, too.
Yes, SPAC.org, so, and yes. Look at events, and we'll find you there as well.
As well. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.